the spacewalk is getting ready to happen. You can watch NASA TV. That you could go to YouTube or you could just go to NASA's website and you can watch live the International Space Station. It's Chris Cassidy and Bob Behnken. They're already geared up, ready to go out. They have not walked yet. It's supposed to happen anytime, but you can go out. And I say walk. I love that. Going to walk in space.
There's no ground.
They're just going to float. But so this is pretty cool. So if you want to go check it out, I'm watching it because I'm kind of obsessed with this. I love it.
Yeah, I absolutely have always been a big fan of NASA and spacewalks and all this cool stuff. It happens all the time. But because of the way that we relaunched our astronauts from American soil using an American craft for the first time in a long time, and Bob and Doug kind of have become household celebrities for people, and we get a renewed interest in outer space, I think.
Well, yeah, because it's a new way of doing it. So yeah, they're going to go out and replace batteries.
It's a dad thing to do. Yeah.
It's kind of like, hey, check your smoke detectors, go change the battery. So we're going to go out into space and we're going to change some batteries. So they're doing it today. And then they're going to do it again. Another one is planned for July 1st.
That is literally the most dad thing an astronaut can do. What are you doing? Got to go change these batteries. Are you going to do anything else while you're out there? Do a science experiment? Nah, it's just all batteries.
The two in one. It is a science experiment.
Sure.
And changing the batteries.
Yeah. So we have been watching with bated breath all morning long for our astronauts to take a spacewalk. Now, we got to point out, this isn't the first time in history nobody's done a spacewalk.
No, this is spacewalk, U.S. spacewalk number 65.
Yeah, we've done this a while.
Yes.
But there's this renewed interest in NASA because of Bob and Doug.
Yes, and so Bob and Chris Cassidy, he was already at the International Space Station when Bob and Doug arrived. So Chris and Bob are doing a spacewalk right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're giving updates. You can watch them actually on NASA TV, which is what I'm doing. And I think it was Chris, lost his wrist mirror.
Which is extremely important because they're working in the dark and they're unbolting batteries and replacing them.
But they say there's no danger.
Right.
NASA reported it. They said that Chris lost his wrist mirror. It floated away. But there is no danger. So
he wore out the Velcro of it.
Maybe.
Because he probably was playing with it. He was like, this is really neat how it comes off.
Trying to get a selfie look or something.
Yeah,
I doubt it. So more add that to the space junk, I guess. It's a mirror.
They'll have to track that.
They track all that?
They track thousands of pieces of space junk. There's tools that have been lost by astronauts over the years that are floating around. And if you don't know where those things are,
huh.
And stop, you can't just put a satellite up wherever you want.
Yeah.
And some of this stuff stays in an orbit for a long time until it degrades and ends up burning up in the atmosphere. But we're constantly tracking thousands of pieces of space junk.
So I think they said it was Chris's. So if it's Chris's, that's going to be called Chris's wrist mirror. And then it'll be tracked forever. Chris should have to track it.
Yeah, he should. When he gets back. You know what you're doing now? I'm tracking that mirror.